Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wow.
Hello and welcome to the Abroad Japan podcast, probably the best way of learning about life in Japan without actually being in Japan. I'm your host, Chris Broad, and we're joined, as always, by England's top Japan enthusiast, Mr. Pete Donaldson himself. Pete, how you doing? I can see you in the face.
Yeah, right in the flesh again. Yeah, I'm good, man. I'm just enjoying a delicious Carabao energy drink. You may be all over the coffee life, the old latte lover that is Mr. Chris Broad. Me, I'm anything for pay, really. If someone sends me a big crate of Carabao, I'll drink that crate of Carabao.
What is that?
It's like Carabao sponsor a lot of like football stuff.
Are they sponsoring us right now?
They're not sponsoring us right now. Sorry, mate. But yeah, they sponsor a lot of football. Like they sponsor one particular football cup, not particularly well thought of football cup in the UK. But they're like it's an energy drink you never see anywhere.
Oh.
So I don't know why they bother. Oh. I've not seen it anywhere really. It's all I think it's from Thailand, I think.
Well, yeah, well, like Red Bull's from Thailand, isn't it originally?
Oh, maybe it's not then. Maybe it's from Malaysia, somewhere around
just
that.
Making this up as he goes
around there. Indonesia, I don't know.
You criticise me literally every week twice for drinking coffee, and you're drinking a bucket of chemicals.
Yeah, but I drove in, didn't I? So
that's no excuse. You've driven all the way from Essex.
Yeah.
Hour and a half. Just to see me and come on down here. But I am here in the UK, guys, if you've missed the last few episodes.
Yeah.
Good to be back. Good to endure Pete Donaldson in person in his flaming hot grill studio. It's good though. It's good. He's got a big Dyson fan.
Got a big Dyson fan. Right. Can't turn it on. Too loud.
It's massive. It's very
it looks massive.
It looks like a Tic Tac that turns around.
It does. Yeah. To
blows
look at
out
you,
air.
To gaze upon you. Yeah.
But it doesn't work.
But like, are you not impressed with all of the tech that I've installed in the studio?
You come to the fuck. This is a room with a microphone and a fan in. Well
yeah,
done,
that's
mate.
All right. And all
special
the tech,
badge.
All
repeat.
The special come tech I've installed.
Come and see the Abroad Japan studio. And I'll
I can't. I'm
impressive.
Not allowed. Oh, they won't let me. Well, I'm gonna as soon as I get in there, I'm gonna eat all of those sweets.
I'm gonna eat the set.
I'm gonna eat the set.
munch
I'm gonna
the
eat
set.
All that fake food that you've got on the side.
Well, you can.
I'm gonna eat your fog machine.
You can come on a state sponsored. State sponsored tourist tour.
Yeah, exactly.
Coming soon in June.
State sponsored terrorist tour. So yeah, imagine if you could like lobby the Japanese government to allow you to go and visit the UNESCO site that is Chris's studio.
It is, isn't it? It should be awarded special
little backhanders. Yeah.
People like during this whole period where Japan's been locked to the world, shut off. People have been like, why aren't you lobbying the government? Why aren't you making a change?
Why are you the government? Like, because they don't care.
They don't give a shit. And they're certainly not going to care about me. but they don't care. That's the sad truth. They don't care about students. They don't care about all these people that are really tragically affected. They don't care. Nobody cares. And that's the sad truth.
They don't really care about us.
Exactly. We've been whinging about it on the podcast for sure, but there's only so much action I've been able to take.
You need more of that Carabao Dang fighting spirit that I'm reading about on Wikipedia.
Need another coffee after this. We got a story this week from Johnny from London, which is where I am right now.
Johnny, old Johnny London over
Johnny
there.
Johnny London. Ooh. And he says, hi, Chris and Pete. My story starts with a trip a mate and I took to Japan in 2018. Towards the end of our trip, we decided to relax in a hot spring for the afternoon up in the hills to the north of Hiroshima.
Oh.
Hiroshima. Why can't I say Hiroshima today?
Oh.
Is it Hiroshima or is it Hiroshima?
I never know.
It's technically
Hiroshima. It's kind of like in the middle, isn't it? It's kind of Hiroshima.
Yeah, it's a short
Hiroshima.
Sound.
Hiroshima.
Yeah, it's not Hiroshima.
Hiroshima! We made the first mistake in Hiroshima by walking straight to the reception of the hot spring to gain admission, to which the lady, the staff there said, who spoke no English, guided us back to pay her via a ticket machine. Once this was done, she kindly pointed us to the men's changing room. On our way there, we saw everyone with the same white towel. Since we'd been exploring all day, we didn't bring one, assuming the hot spring provided them at some point. We enjoyed our time with a huge modern onsen, admiring the panoramic view over the city and the sea with all the old bathing men. Once we were ready to get out, and we couldn't find any towels anywhere, we looked all around the hot spring in the changing room and asked some other customers who just shrugged. Eventually, I saw a random door that was open, so I decided to explore, still dripping wet and completely and utterly naked. I ended up in a corridor that led off to one side, so followed it through. Around the corner, we were there. Around the corner were three, fully clothed Japanese women who squealed upon the sight of a soaked, naked British man, and they shooed me back down the corridor. But I couldn't remember which door I'd come through. In a panic, I opened them all, exposing myself to the masses. Fortunately, they were all empty, and I opened one eventually to see the debatably relieved sight of my mate crying with laughter. We decided to just stand in the outside area of the onsen and let the air dry us. All the best, guys. Johnny the Naked from London.
Yeah, this is Carl from so-and-so penitentiary. I mean, I'm surprised that man is not locked up, to be quite frank. Because when I'm naked and, you know, completely Billy Bollocks, I'll just go through any old door and have an explore. See if I can find a towel. Oh, I didn't. Oh, never mind.
That is odd. I don't know what... They should have got one from the reception desk. Sometimes you have to pay, like, you know, 150 yen to get...
For a special towel.
To get a special towel. But in the summer, you can just stand outside and let nature do the work for you. Blow-dried by God. But that's not good. Those Japanese women, I feel sorry for them.
Yeah,
that's not...
Me too.
Not great.
No, I think Johnny should be locked up. For what
Send him down.
For the reason why he... For the things he's done.
Imagine getting deported from Japan for exposing yourself at an onsen like that. Bloody hell.
And you would deserve it, Johnny from London.
Relentless. Pete's brutal this week.
Relentless and not having it. I've had my Carabao. The long arm of justice.
When Pete has his energy drinks, he comes cracking down the long arm of the law. Yeah. But what have we got this week, story-wise? What's going on in Japan, Mr.
Well, we talk about how kind of backwards and anachronistic Japanese life can be sometimes. You know, they don't treat minorities very well. They certainly don't treat women very well. But Japan, the government will soon require large companies to disclose big gender wage disparities. Japan's got the worst record among the group of seven nations. Fumio Kishida, the Prime Minister, has basically said that to further the role of women in the workplace, they're going to do this new capitalism style of doing things, letting people know precisely which companies are paying men more than women. I imagine those figures will be astonishingly bad.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, it would cover around 18,000 companies with more than 300 employees. In addition to disclosing the difference on remuneration, I always say remuneration, but it's not, it's remuneration. And it confuses me. I can't
say
the second one.
Remuneration.
Firms will be obligated to disclose the wage disparity between their regular and irregular employees. And companies that don't bother... they're going to be in big trouble, and they're going to have their names publicly disclosed. The shame. And I guess that's where shame can really work for the Japanese people, because shame's such a big deal.
It's possible, yeah.
But a lot of countries are obviously doing that now, and it was stark over International Women's Day when companies were bashing out tweets about... how much they value their female workforce. This lobbying group basically found the figures from each company that were given the big licks about how they think that women are very important in the workplace. They found that, and basically 99 times out of 100, most companies paid women on average less for the same job. And so they were just replying to it and quote tweeting it and naming and shaming it. I was like, that is beautiful. And that's how, you know, public figures, publicly available figures from the G7 nations and also social media can come together and affect real change, because it was fucking hilarious. And and the amount of, like, companies for their social media team would be tweeting stuff about women and then getting shopped by this lobby group. And then they would try to delete delete the original tweet, so the quote didn't make sense.
Cheeky.
And then they were saying, "Oh yeah, no, we got it was a spelling mistake in it, or some bullshit, absolute bullshit."
Oh,
it was
my
absolutely
Lord.
So wonderfully embarrassing.
This reminds me of that scandal a year or two ago. Do you remember that university that did the test for law? I think it was something. Maybe I think it was law, but like the women, the tests, the women always failed a lot of them, and then it came out that the test had been rigged in favour of men. If you're a man, you automatically got like 10 points or something.
Right, okay. And more than women. Right.
Because the people running the test were like, oh, the women always get a much bigger score than guys. We'll have to give them a handicap.
Right, okay.
Do you remember this?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Astonishing scandal. Yeah. It was one of the most ridiculous stories we've ever covered in the 4 years.
Because it's so easily provable and so easily debunkable, I suppose, isn't it?
But it was just like all these poor girls had, like, you know, they sued the hell out of this university because all these women, poor women, had lost their careers, the prospective careers that were going to have because they'd failed the test, even though they'd actually passed compared to their male counterparts. Absolutely astonishing, but I'm glad they're doing this. This is a step in the right direction. I do know a lot of Japanese women that have to sort of choose between career or kids or... You know, it's not great.
Or kombucha.
What?
All the K's.
What's that?
Korea with a K. Kids or kombucha.
Is that tea? Tea?
No, it's like a fermented drink.
Oh, kombucha. Oh, God, I hate that
kombucha
stuff. Kombucha.
It's good for you, apparently. Yeah. I don't know.
It's getting KKK. What is that?
Sorry.
Some sort of dodgy message peach embedding within
our podcast. I'm dog whistling. Shocking. Dog whistling to my right-wing friends.
Shocking, young man. Yeah,
terrible.
But, step in the right direction. make Japan better for women to work. And,
yeah, boy.
They need to, given the population going down the pan.
Certainly do.
Shinzo Abe's plan years ago was Abenomics. Clever there, used his name. Yeah. And it was to basically empower women and, you know, try and make gender inequality a thing of the past. And it didn't work in any way, shape or form. So hopefully this will be a step in the right direction to changing that. I don't think, you know, Japan's a lot harder if you're a woman in some respects to get by. Mm. And women were disproportionately affected by COVID because they work predominantly in tourism and hospitality sectors, which got obliterated by COVID. So, hopefully this will tip the scales a bit more in their favour.
Yeah,
we'll be back in a moment, guys, with the fax machine, your comments, questions and stories.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special moms in your life. And what better way than with Osea's limited edition skincare sets featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has 2 limited edition sets, perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for silky, smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set has everything she needs to achieve spa-level results at home. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. For a limited time, you can save up to $48 on Osea sets, plus get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. Pamper the moms in your life and get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code MOM.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
How's your social battery right now? Mine's pretty low after coming back from the craziness of WrestleMania. Too many body slams and all that. And I'm pretty jealous of my co-host Chris, who seems to have been exploring Japan's most isolated hotel. He's definitely winning in the relaxation race, but I'm determined to catch up with him. It can be easy to get swept up in social gatherings and spread ourselves too thin, but with therapy, you can learn to prioritise your time and recharge your batteries. It's helpful for learning how to set personal boundaries and empowering you to be the best version of yourself, because you should spend your time on your own terms. So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/Japan today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Japan.
And we're back with the fax machine. What have we got this week from our listeners, Mr. Donaldson?
Got a message from Millie from Birmingham. In the UK, my fiancé and I are finally going to Japan for 2 weeks in spring 2023. See, that's a good target. I think that's a solid target, personally.
Realistic.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Where we will actually be eloping. Do you have any recommendations for day trips outside of and not too far from Tokyo? I won't leave you out, Pete. My question for you is, if there could be a very special flavour of Coolish, what flavour would you want it to be? Sending lots and lots of love and warm wishes, Millie from Birmingham, UK.
I mean, there was a weird flavour of Coolish, wasn't there? It was like...
Oh, there's loads. There's Mitsuya cider. Oh, there's like a sorbet kind of like... what's that? Calpis one? I think there's a Calpis one. Delicious. Calpis. Calpis. yeah, I think the sorbet ones kind of work more than the actual bog-stand vanilla. But if I'm forced into having some vanilla, I'll have a vanilla. But delicious.
And you could enjoy your Coolish vanilla surprise.
Dessert.
Dessert. I'd say, you know, if it was something romantic, eloping... Somewhere near Tokyo. I'd probably go for like Kamakura.
Nice, Kamakura,
yeah. Ancient capital, about an hour and a half outside of Tokyo, near Yokohama. Mm-hmm. Go to Kamakura for the day, see the Buddha, have a wander down the seaside, then go to Yokohama, Chinatown, have some prawn crackers.
Oh, that sounds lovely. Just prawn crackers.
They're pretty good there.
Yeah, okay.
And the dumplings. They're really nice dumplings there. Yeah. Like, you can get them in a bag. But
You can get a little picture yourself in front of the big wheel that was featured in the Manic Street Preachers video for Motorcycle Emptiness.
Was that in a Manic Street? I can't see Manic Street Preachers.
Yeah, the one with the digital clock on the side.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Go there. That's the one better way to enjoy the art of elopement.
Just by looking at a Ferris wheel. A band from Blackwood in South Wales. I would say Kamakura is lovely. Like, it's really chill. The beach, not so nice, but it's a lovely kind of chill little part of Japan, and it's not too far away from Tokyo.
And there's e-bikes.
Yeah.
All the thrills of cycling without all the effort. I should have just done Journey Across Japan on an e-bike.
Oh, no, I just got a normal bike and had a toot around. That was so much fun. That was such a lovely little kind of moment. And we had a toot around. What else did we do? Well, there's a little cocktail bar that's in an old bank, and it fits about five people in there. It's a lovely little bar.
In Kamakura?
Yeah. Lovely little bar in Kamakura.
I love that. I'm like, the history and the culture of pizza. Like, you get drunk at a bar.
Correct. We were there on a Monday. There was very little else to do, to be honest.
Should do like a book, Japan and 100 Bars by Pete Donaldson.
Correct.
Quite good, actually.
Yeah, there you go.
Have a bit
of that.
Got one here from James from Texas, who says, "Dear pragmatic Pete and charismatic Chris, my plan is to join the JET program, teaching English. What degree should I pursue to have the best chance of being accepted? I've been aiming at an English major, and it was suggested to me by an admissions advisor that a minor in East Asian studies would be easy to tie into the programme. I was also looking into accelerated programmes to expedite the entire dream move. Do you think JET recruiters would look critically on a general studies or liberal arts degree? James from Texas, I don't think general studies is going to cut it. I don't even know what that is.
What do you mean? You've never done general studies?
No, my school didn't have it. Because it seems a bit of a joke. It's just, what's general studies?
Well, general studies is, it's exactly what it says in the tin. You didn't do a general studies A level?
No, it was like banned at my school.
It was banned because
it's like worthless, isn't it?
It is worthless.
One question is like, spell the word sheep. The next question is like, what's the capital of Ethiopia? It just seems
it just teaches you, it doesn't teach you anything. It allows you to spread your wings a little bit and show that you have an analytical mind. You can write essays about things that you're kind of interested in.
You clearly did general studies.
I did, but in the exam, I think it was like a 2-hour exam, and I think I'd sort of spent most of it writing one essay and then realised, oh shit, I hadn't written the rest of the other essays, and then I fucked up. So I got a D. So I was shit right. at it. So imagine being that shit at general studies.
That's deeply alarming.
Joking.
I feel kind
absolute
of
joke.
I don't deserve to be in this room with you. I mean, Pete did general studies and didn't get on the JET program, unfortunately. Mm. I don't think I was anything to do with general studies and more Pete's lack of practice.
Okay.
But like, I don't know, do English. I know a lot of people that came on the JET program and had like East Asian studies there. They do like that. Does show you have an interest in Asia of some sort.
Yeah. Just learn a few words in Japanese and wind on with that.
That's what I think. Yeah. But no, English and Asian studies will really help you through. Mm. Don't do general studies and don't do
drugs.
A liberal arts degree or drugs. We've got one here from a nameless fan.
Finnish student.
Nothing, is it? Hello, Chris and Pete. Loving the podcast and the videos you're making. I'm a Finnish student, hoping to work in Hokkaido after graduation. Is there great concern regarding moving? What kind of Japanese sauna culture? Are they common and hot, not only as a trend? And of course, what do you guys think of saunas? P.S. I saw the latest video with the sauna. Credit to Alex for having a good loily. It's a Finnish word meaning throwing water on the rocks.
So it sounds like this email is bang into sauna culture.
Saunas here,
because you'd imagine they're from Finland, for crying out loud. The best saunas are up that way. I didn't realize that throwing water on hot rocks was like a technique you could kind of learn. It was just kind of like you throw a bit of water on some rocks.
That's what I thought. And Alex certainly didn't have a good technique because he burned his fucking hands off. He like tipped it over and was like, oh my God, my hands on fire. that was good fun, that room.
Chris's fun rooms.
Chris's fun room, $36,000 hotel room, as seen on Abroad in Japan.
Goodness.
Saunas are, I mean, no, the only place they exist is at hot springs, right?
Mm.
I'd say like one in... three Japanese hot springs have a sauna room, and that's your best bet.
Yeah,
but it's not like a big thing. Like hot springs, really, that's what takes the cake. That's what people get excited about. You a sauna man?
Oh, I love a sauna. I love a sauna. I love a steam room. Love a steam room. I love a. They say you should not go from a sauna into a pool.
Really?
Because you're sweating and you gotta shower it off.
Rightly so.
But that's the point. I mean, that's the point, isn't it? When you get all sweaty, then you jump into a nice big sea.
Use the shower.
Yeah, but then the sensation of going from a hot place to a cold place, you're kind of half and half there, aren't you? Because you're going from into a shower, and it's kind of really grinds my gears.
Why does it grind your gears?
I just want to be hot and then cold, like really quickly.
Well, put the fucking shower on hot. Have a hot shower.
I do have a hot shower.
Or a cold shower.
I burn my back and my head every time.
You deserve to. Your questionable strategy. Just people like you disgust me. The idea that you go in a sauna covered in sweat and then get in the prestigious, wonderful bath.
Prestigious.
This nice big bath. All the people relaxing in it.
Prestigious bath.
It's Pete Donaldson's bloody sweat everywhere. Honestly, shocking.
Delicious.
Shocking.
Soup.
Oh, God. And that is a horrible note to end the podcast on. Keep the stories, questions, comments coming in, guys, to abroadinjapanpodcast@gmail.com. We'll be back later this week to do it all over again. For now, no matter where you might be, out there in the big wide world, have yourself a great few days. We'll see you right back here to do it all over again on the Abroad in Japan podcast. Bye for now.
Taste my salty bun.
Abroad in Japan is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hold up.
What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.